It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And it is Wednesday morning, which means we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram for this week's Local Beat. Dave, how are we doing today, man?
Good, Rocco.
Excellent, Dave. Excellent. So two stories that you penned that we will go over with you here this morning. Again, on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. There's a new $24 million plus dollar facility coming to Sheffield, and perhaps more importantly than that big $1 million amount on the cost of the facility, there's a lot of new jobs coming to the community there as well. So who's moving into Sheffield, Dave, and what's the community impact of these new jobs coming to Sheffield?
Yeah, so this is a plan by Berkshire Refrigerated Warehousing, which is based in Chicago, Illinois, to build a new upwards of 150,000 square foot warehouse over on Abbey Road by the Ford plant in Sheffield Village. This is a refrigerated food warehousing business planning to move into Sheffield. And they have existing customers in this area, and this is apparently part of their plan to handle some of that business. They already have an existing customer in the area that needs their help and wants their business. So this seems to be a pretty good thing for people in Sheffield who are looking to get jobs. We're looking at 90, possibly more jobs with about $5 million worth of payroll. And the Ohio Tax Credit Authority approved an 8-year, almost a 1.46, a little higher percent job creation tax credit for Berkshire Refrigerated, based on the promise that they will bring in 90 jobs within that time frame. The company does non-contract refrigerated warehousing and storage services, according to Attorney Jobs Ohio, and also to Lorain County Community Development, who were two of the partners who got involved in this. Governor's office announced this deal on Monday, and their president, Berkshire Refrigerated's president, he said that after months of research, we chose the village of Sheffield because of its strategic location and assistance to the village, county, and state, helping to ensure a successful venture. So this is going to be put on some acreage, again across from the Ford plant, about 47 acres, and there's no real time frame, but Mayor John Hunter said that Berkshire Refrigerated would end up going in front of the Village Planning Commission very shortly, and he was looking forward to learning more about it and to seeing what they had to say, and this has been in talks for about a year now.
Well, certainly quite the project in development there. Again, a $24 million facility, upwards of 100 jobs to come along with it. They've got the job creation tax credit as well to sort of help get the ball rolling there. So it should be interesting to see what Berkshire Refrigerated is able to do with that new planned warehouse and that facility planned on coming to Sheffield. So great stuff there, Dave. The other story I wanted to discuss here with you this morning, look, it's almost time to go back to school. It's almost election day, so we can kind of marry the two with this next story. As you wrote about two folks laying out their education platforms. These are two state representative candidates. They're kind of on the same side of the fence in terms of their education ideas. Just the execution of those ideas, we have some conflicting thoughts here. So what's the story here, Dave?
Yeah, so there was a brief news conference on Monday, at which state representative candidate Sarah McGurvey, she is a teacher in a diocesan Catholic Diocese of Cleveland Middle School, and she's from Avon Lake, and she's running as a Republican for state rep. She's running against Marty Gallagher, also from Avon Lake. He's a businessman, and these two have very similar, but also a little bit different, ideas about how to fund K-12 education. Were they to get into the state house and then become members of the legislature, and down the line they'll be facing the winner of the race between incumbent Representative Joe Miller, an Amherst Democrat, and Democratic former state representative Dan Ramos, who are also running against each other in the primary. But to get to the heart of the matter, McGurvey said that if she were in the state house, she wants all the money that is paid per child to go basically to that child, that K-12 student, wants that money to follow that student. And let's say that student starts off in public, kindergarten, and then moves on, through elementary school, and then all of a sudden, family decisions or priorities or any kind of thing like that, ends up going to, you know, a Catholic or private middle school, a Montessori school, or you know, some of these micro schools, or it ends up, you know, the parents want to homeschool them. Mm-hmm. Now, McGarvey wants all of the money that is paid per student to follow that student. So then it would either, you know, follow them, let's say it's $10,000, right? Ohio pays a little bit more than that per child per year on public education, spends a little bit more than that. But let's say this $10,000 follows that student, you know, then to, you know, for tuition for their Catholic education and for the teachers and for, you know, all the, you know, all the other, you know, ins and outs of their Catholic education. And then let's say they go back to public school for high school, and then that money would then follow them back into the public sector. Now Marty Gallagher said, hey, that's a great plan. I think that should also happen. He was a little bit concerned, however, and being a public school product himself, and also having done some time in private schools, and his children having gone to public schools, he said he's concerned that what if you take that money, you know, very early on, and we have this brand new beautiful school that the district has built, and it has 1,000 students. And now what if 500 of those students go from going to that brand new public school or that public school building to private schools or micro schools, or they end up homeschooled? Will that money follow them? And then what happens to that taxpayer-funded building that we just built? He said there needs to be some sort of safeguards in place so that that building then doesn't fall into disrepair, or portions of it have to be mothballed, or portions of it, you know, they can't make the utilities, they can't make the heating bill, and they have to cancel sports or cancel music or cancel art or cancel other programs because they no longer have that money in place, because all that money followed the student somewhere else. This could also hurt, you know, potentially smaller districts where they get a bunch of money, but then, you know, there's a merger of districts, or a larger district nearby has better programs or more interesting programs for the kids. Or in some cases, hey, maybe a better sports program, and you have a real, you know, you have a feeder school for a sports program. You know, that kind of thing is what Mr. Gallagher is worried about. And basically, Sarah McGarvey, said that she there's some changes that she, in some research and some other things she'd like to do when it comes to state testing. She said it's not always accurate. It depends on how a student feels that day. And she doesn't feel it's the most accurate way of seeing how a school is doing. Now, both she and Gallagher said that they would look at the best, you know, best practices and all the research, and have, you know, have some more, you know, opinions down the line, and have some better ability to determine, you know, what it is exactly, you know, is best for the students in their eyes once they were able to do more research and get into the state legislature.
And this is a tough question to really find a perfect answer to, and I guess really there is no perfect answer. Clearly, Sarah McGarvey understands that whole different strokes for different folks saying where, you know, not all kids, have to go to the same public or private or charter school. They all go to, you know, different schools, whatever fits their needs the most, and they shouldn't necessarily be penalized from a funding standpoint for that. But also on the Marty Gallagher side of things, you can't just totally neglect the infrastructure either, right? If, like you said, that example of a new charter school opening up down the street, all of a sudden half your kids leave and go to that school, you know, what do you do? So this will be an interesting one to kind of follow along here with Sarah McGarvey and Marty Gallagher. So great write-up on that from you, Dave. Again, if our listeners are interested in finding out more, you can find that in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram, also available at chronicletea.com. Speaking of the Chronicle Telegram, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, we've got some follow-ups from Monday evening's meetings. You know, there's an Elyria City Council Finance meeting, some leftover news from Lorain City Council, some more news on the planned DORA, that downtown, you know, kind of open, open container law area that Jason Hawk has been following, and some other business news, some good business news from Jason Hawk and also from Kevin Martin as well. So that'll all be at chronicletea.com or in your Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Well, Jason's not the only one following that open container news. I'm sure some of our residents and listeners are intrigued to see how that all turns out. So again, you can find out the latest by picking up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram, or you can find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end and my favorite part of the week. Let's head to the scanner. What are you hearing this week, Dave, on our scanner story?
Well, I think you know what's coming, Rocco, because you shared this one with me the other day, and I'll bring you again from our friends up at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Lakewood, reports of an overdose, the location was withheld. A man stated that he took 7 grams worth of mushrooms and that they dehydrated his body. So now he's trying to rehydrate himself by drinking a lot of water, but he thinks he's killing himself with all the water he's drinking.
Oh boy, those aren't the kind of mushrooms that you want to be taking 7 grams of. You want the ones from Super Mario World, right? That Mario takes, and all of a sudden you get a little bigger, you're faster, you're stronger. I think that's the kind you want. I don't know if this is what you want to be replicating there. So wild stuff out of Lakewood on the Scanner. We were all over it. So Dave, thank you for the update there. And again, this has been the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, thanks again to you for your time, man. I always appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll chat again next Wednesday morning.
All right, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.